Hey guys! I'm Deck.
I'm Han, and welcome to Two Peas
in a podcast.
Oh my goodness.
Starring us.
Starring us and only us. Kidding.
Maybe a special guest.
Sometimes. Maybe a little bit. Welcome, OMG. This has been a long time coming, but literally though, because
this has been a thought for so long.
I know. And it's so weird because we've talked about it so many times.
And now we're doing it.
For real.
For real. But we're no stranger to a podcast.
We are no stranger to a podcast because
you explained that. Fun fact, our senior year of college. Well, I guess we should say who we are. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's do some background.
Okay. Go.
Dude, a long time far.
So it all starts in COVID, fall 2020, in West Hartford, Connecticut.
And Declan and Hannah arrive at school for their freshman year of college.
And one random day, we were just watching YouTube.
It was a random day. Me and Declan bonded. There was a common room upstairs in our dorms, and he was sitting up there, and I think I came up after.
After what?
I think you were upstairs already.
Yeah, that was my floor.
Yeah, that was my floor. I came up, and I don't know, in true Declan and Hannah fashion, but we didn't even know yet because we weren't even.
We didn't even know. We were just watching theater videos.
And then we started showing each other videos.
Videos of our theaters.
Our theaters at home. Wait, watch this one now.
Oh, yeah, and you have to see this. Oh, yeah, it's so cool.
Yeah, and then from there on, we bonded.
And then the rest was history.
And
then we were roommates sophomore year in the same room.
We were.
Much like this. Not really, though.
Yeah. But yeah, this is my room. Well, we'll get there in a second.
This is a set.
Yeah. This is all fake.
This is on a soundstage in L.A.
Kidding. Yeah, we lived together sophomore year, and then junior year we moved
into a house,
but we still live together, and senior year as well. And now we live in the city in New York
City. Big Apple. The Big Apple.
And we're recording this in my room. Concrete jungle.
Where dreams are made of.
Okay. This is my room.
Yeah, in our apartment in New York City.
Yeah, we thought this was the best place. We were going to film it in our living room.
Yeah, we may hop around here and there. We don't know.
Who knows? But right now, we thought this was the best.
It's kind of fun. It's a vibe with the sunset lamp.
Mm-hmm. Y'all are happy.
Wait, okay, so anyway.
So anyway, where were we? I don't even know.
Our senior year of college.
I don't even know where you're going with this.
Podcast.
Oh, okay.
Our senior year of college, we're in a communications class.
Mm-hmm.
It was something required we had to do, or
it was an elective, one of our gen ed requirements.
But, we chose to do communications.
Well, yeah, there was a choice, but I mean, communications is obvious because it was communications or some other.
And one of the final projects, it wasn't the final final, but it was one of the final projects was to do a podcast with a group. And so it was us and then our other roommate, Colin.
He'll be on here. We'll have him as a guest. Point.
We'll talk about him a lot. I'm sure.
Yeah, and there's two Colins. We'll get to that.
Oh.
Yeah.
And so we did a podcast. I forget, what was it about, I don't even know.
It had to be about us, I think.
Maybe we'll release it sometime.
I think we went into, we had to all talk about ourselves and then how our
career.
Field, career and how it connects. But then Declan went on a rampage for 15 minutes of it. Just about
my life story.
He was and then I woke up and then I brushed my teeth and then I made my bed and then I put my socks on and it was just too long. But that was the first.
That was our podcast debut. Experience. And yeah. I wasn't there when they
premiered it
in class.
I forgot about that.
But I guess that people loved it.
Yeah, people. Oh, wait. They were laughing at you. They're like, "He's so funny." I was like,
"The girls in the back."
Yeah, the girls in the back. The girls like, "Oh my god, Douglas is so funny." I was like, "Don't play."
We both love podcasts.
We both live.
We listen to podcasts all the time.
Yeah.
Some of my favorites. Well, my biggest one is Psychobabble with Tyler Oakley and Corey Cool.
My favorites, oh my goodness, so many. I listen to Therapist with Jake Shane.
I have to start.
Miss Congeniality with Eli Rallo.
Oh, I was wondering about her. I was like, yeah. She has one.
And then Anything Goes with Emma Chamberlain. Love her.
Does she ever
Anything Goes?
Does she ever reference the musical?
No. It's just like Anything Goes, like it's just like lifestyle and stuff.
Well, but she has to reference it at some point.
Well, it's not just a, like, I don't know, it's not just a show title though.
Isn't it though?
Isn't it though?
But so
we're big podcaster people,
and we were like, well, we need to do one.
And me and Declan,
well, I think people have told us you should do
people one. Have told us, and also me and Declan just you'll find this out. And
if people are always like, oh my god, we could watch you forever. Oh.
We just babble on for a while. We psycho babble on for a while.
It's not just crazy talk; it's psycho babble. Oh. That's what he says.
We need our logo. Two Peas in a Podcast. Okay, but we babble on for a while. So we were like, wait. And then a few, like a month ago, maybe 2 months ago, we were like thinking about it seriously.
Yeah.
And then it was kind of like an idea. And now?
Now it's a reality.
That dream has come true.
It's come true. We have our little tiny mics.
Yeah, we have our tiny mics. We each have microphones, but like we
don't know how we'll see about
they're
these.
They're both different platforms, like different types. So we'll see. Yeah,
we will. So we started with these.
We'll start with these, but we'll see.
And we'll see what happens. We'll see how it sounds.
Ooh. We'll see how it sounds. We'll see how it sounds.
How can I make my voice not crack? I wanna run.
Wanna have on a time. Wanna get rich.
Ariana Grande. And Liz Gillies. I wanna see Liz in Little Shop. With Milo Mannheim?
Yeah.
What is it?
You know what I used to think it was? I thought it was Milo Mayhem. Milo Mayhem! yeah. I wanna see
Sounds
it
like
too.
A drag queen. Have That's Mayhem seen? Miller. Have I seen The Off Our Little yeah. Shop? No. I hear it's great. I mean, what has it been running for 5 million years now?
I know. I feel like it's been on Broadway for. Oh, it's not even on Broadway. Oh, it's on Broadway.
I passed by it. I'm like, oh, that's a little shop off Broadway.
Yeah. It's. Yeah, I want to see it too.
Well, you know who I think should. I just thought of this. Who should be stunt cast as Demi? Stunt cast as Audrey Demi Lovato.
Declan's a huge Demi fan. Which,
boy,
like,
boy am I ever.
I get it. Like, Declan is just, like, the biggest fan ever. I can kind of see it.
She needs to be on Broadway. Like, what are we waiting
she
for?
She needs something, but, like, I feel like.
Put her in Anne Juliet. One of her songs is in there.
True, actually. She would be.
She can sing. Confident is in Anne Juliet. I have to see Anne Juliet. I hear I would love it.
I know. We need to go see that.
I know I would.
We need to see Charlie D'Amelio.
Yeah, we do.
We do. And we will.
And we will.
Yeah. And obviously, we're musical theater people, as you can tell.
Oh, yeah.
We went to school for musical theater. And
and we've done shows together, such as Summer of 42 was our first show together.
Mm-hmm.
And then
Drowsy Chaperone.
And then Footloose.
And then,
well, I did a show directed by Hannah Moore. You're a good man, Charlie Brown. I was Linus.
And I was director.
And then we did Sister Act together.
Oh, yes, we did do Sister Act together. And then,
and that was our last show.
Dot, dot, dot. And now we're here.
And now we're here in the big NYC.
In the big NYC, here we are. But now we're going to explain what we want to do with this podcast.
Yeah, so we kind of like it. We'll do what we want.
We'll do what we want here. The balls are our court. No, we're going to do lifestyle, pop culture, sort of theater. A topic per episode. Today we're doing a topic that is...
A question that we've always said.
A question, yeah, that we've always said to each other, and it's for some reason, it's really important to both of us.
Mm-hmm.
But usually they will be a broader topic.
And we'll always go off on tangents.
Yeah. We will always never stay on the topic, too. So sorry in advance.
With my brain.
I know. And then I just egg it on.
Brain from Arthur. Do you ever watch Arthur?
Yes, but not well
There's
enough.
A character named Brain, and he's smart.
I am Brain.
Yeah, and it was Baxter.
I know Baxter.
I said something about Arthur. Wait, Speaking of podcasts, I saw something on like Facebook Reels. Oh, one thing about me, I love Facebook Reels.
He does.
But I saw something and it was like the Arthur podcast. I was like, what? But it was just Arthur. What? I was like, do they retitle Arthur to the Arthur podcast? I don't know.
Weird.
Maybe it was just a silly thing I saw.
Guys, my face is so dry. Look right here.
My lips are plump and like luscious because I have Aquaphor on them.
Like... Well, I have Carmex on my lips. Like Carmex, so not me, right? But I have Carmex by my bedside table because sometimes
have Aquaphor in there.
I know, but Aquaphor is more like I wake up and I put that on because it's like the bomb, this like the stick, and then Carmex is like the like.
I'll do Aquaphor.
You know what I mean?
Always.
Yeah, me too. It's just sometimes Carmex like.
Do you think we've ever thought about like scented Aquaphor? I would like flavored.
I feel like that defeats the purpose. Like Aquaphor is supposed to be, like the medical like chapstick, not like.
Well, you know.
You know what I mean? Ow, guys, yeah. My hips are, like, broken.
Me too. I'm so sore. We went to the gym yesterday. And, oh.
Yeah. I'm training for a half marathon, and.
And she's going to win it.
And I'm going to get first place. And no, but my hips, like, if anyone knows hip flexor pain, it's bad. It really hurts.
Just take an Advil. I'm sure it'll be okay.
Thank you, Declan.
And a heating pad.
Yeah, maybe.
But so our special question.
Oh, yes. So our question today is quite the controversial topic, if you will.
Does it have to be?
But it is to me.
Because we're on both sides of this. We're on different sides
of the spectrum. We're on different sides of the spectrum of this question. And this question.
That's okay.
And that's okay. And the question being,
for theater people,
Annie Kid versus Sound of Music Kid.
Mm.
Now, when you hear this, you're like, no, it's not funny. It's serious.
Think about it.
It tells you a lot about a person. Because I thought of this like not too long ago. It kind of popped into my head and I was like, wow. The kids that did it. You know, that were constantly auditioning for Annie as a kid versus the kids that were constantly auditioning for Sound of Music as a kid. They're different. And that can be auditioning for the show, but that can also be like fans of the movies or the musicals. I feel like it tells a lot about a person and it makes sense. Like, I feel like I could look at someone and be like, you're an Annie kid or you're a Sound of Music kid. You know, it makes sense.
Well, all the redheads for sure.
Well, yeah, but also like, honestly, if I look
there's a vibe. What do you think I am?
Well, because we know what we each are, but like if I looked at you, I feel like you could be either. You have to like get to
I
know
feel
you
like I
on
am,
the outside. I
but
say,
I did one of those shows.
On the outside, so. I could say like if I didn't know you, I'd say Sound of Music Kid. But looking at like but then getting to know you, I'm like, oh, you're an Annie kid.
I'll tell my story.
Oh, go ahead.
So the year was like 2003, I don't know, 2004. Maybe it was 2004. Maybe after. I'm not sure. But in my Easter basket, I got the original Broadway cast recording of Annie. And I fell in love. I got the CD, and I think I also got the movie. We each have different Annies.
Well, no, I told you, I'm going more towards yours now.
Well, they're both great. Mind you, we say both. Two of them.
And the we'll first get into two that Annies. Too, because
the first two Annies important. Are like
They're Annie.
The other one the other one's like
is
kinda
Annie,
like
but it's
wheel
like,
off into know, others.
Yeah, they all go into different storylines.
Yeah. But so I think it's 1999. I'm not sure. It's the 90s Annie with Kathy Bates, Audra McDonald, Victor Garber, Kristen Chenoweth, Alan Cumming. Best cast ever. Sarah Hyland.
The more you talk about it, the more I'm like, that is the better Annie because it's more like the musical.
Yes, it is for sure the musical. Just cut things. There's no added thing.
At the beginning of the original when she's sitting on the terrace and is like, wait,
well, there. She's sitting in the window in my version too.
No, but like she's like up and she has that little rat tail in the back of her head and she's like,
I've always been like,
I know, but
about
like,
that, like why?
Like, it's just like the it's like. And, like, the millions of orphans in her neck, yeah. The ones spinning out of the rafters. It's just like there's something about it that warms my heart, but I understand what you mean.
But so I got the movie and the CD of Annie, fell in love, Annie, always. And like my sister's friends would, my little sister, her friends would come over and I would like direct them. Like, okay, everyone, Hardock Life.
Hardock Life, now, get on your hands and knees.
And like my parents bought like mops and buckets.
Oh, I know.
And we would play Hardock Life.
I'd play
the CD and I'm like, you do this and you do that. I think I was like Annie or something at one point. Like, I don't know.
I was always Molly. Well, never was I Annie. Never wanted to be Annie.
Oh. Well, oh, I remember. I wanted to be Annie, of course. Uh-huh. But it wasn't for little boys like me to be Annie. And so, but I remember hearing about Oliver, which I did.
Oh, boy.
And it was like, it's the boy Annie. It's the boy Annie. Like, kind of, sure. Not kind like, of, really, but like, there's no tomorrow or maybe.
It's just, Lisa, can I have some more?
I know. But, however, I have done a production of Annie mm-hmm. as an orphan. Mm-hmm. Yes.
You heard that right.
Declan Smith was a boy orphan in the all-girls orphanage in Annie. Looking back, I'm like, oh. I'm like, that's, sure. That, yeah, okay. I'm like, that happened? What was everyone like? And maybe, I don't even know if they say it, like, in the musical, or what people in the audience were like, why is there a boy? There was another one too, but I recently found a video of me. I'm like, no one cares for you, us.
He was so into it. He knew the choreography better than the others.
Yeah, and I was just like, stomp. I had stomps.
Oh, you were so into a smidge.
But so that's how I got my start with Annie and everything. But well, so obviously, naturally, I'm an Annie kid. You know, I have dabbled in Sound of Music and everything. I've never done it. Auditioned, did not get cast. My sister did, but you know.
The funny thing about me is I've done Annie more times than I've done Sound of Music, but it's the personality wise. I feel like I'm more of a Sound of Music kid.
Yeah.
Sound of Music was my first professional show.
The other one is like, I'm Marta. She's Marta.
No,
like,
I was Marta. I was like,
oh yeah, you give like I'm out of like
7 years. I'm 10.
No, she's not. I am.
Parasol. That one. It's like I'm pink parasol. I'm doing 7 on Tuesday, and I like a pink parasol. And then I step back. I was Marta in Sound of Music at Westchester Broadway Dinner Theater.
Rip.
Rip.
Does not exist anymore, sadly.
Miss it every day. But. Yeah, did Sound of Music, but before that, I've done a million productions of Annie, and actually, I'm totally joking, I've only done two.
Well, no, you just directed one.
No, I've done three. I was like, the first time I did it, I was like a little orphan, so I was like 5. Second and third time, I was Molly.
You played Molly twice?
Oh yeah, double duty.
Oh.
I did it at the same time, too, like it was two different castles.
I
thought I was the shit.
I played Roger in 101 Dalmatians Kids twice.
Oh.
What a random role to play twice.
And then I just directed a production of Annie for third to fifth graders at my mom's theater. So Annie's always around me, but it doesn't define me. It doesn't. Because I'm like, just personality wise, I am more of a Sound of Music kid. I think there's a vibe that comes with each of them. Like Sound of Music, but not that I'm like, it's not that I'm like chill, but I feel like Sound of Music kids, like you're a little bit more on the outside, quiet and reserved.
Yeah, because they're Von Trapps. They're like,
and, but like also you have like a niceness about, like, mm-hmm. about you that you're like, you're welcoming, like people want to be friends with you, but like you don't share everything like the first time you meet. Well, like Annie kids, I feel like it's you're super outgoing.
Yeah.
And this isn't just kids, like these are just people. Like you know what you are. Like, I mean, I was talking to Zoe before this and she was like, I'm an Annie kid. And I was like, no, I could tell you that. Like by the first time I like saw you, I was like, you're an Annie kid. Like it makes sense. And yeah. I feel like we could give a bunch of our friends, like I could give you like a who's who.
Wait, so I did Annie Jr. like 2008 or something. Mm-hmm. So the script was different back then. It was like formatted differently, but they had pictures of like an old orphanage in it. And I was like, I want to be there.
Yeah, the thing also.
But now they're updated. Do they still have? Was there a picture of an orphanage in the Annie Junior script?
I don't know, because mine was like.
It was like the beds, and I was like, I want to be in the bed.
Me and Declan both also bonded over how we used to play orphan.
I wanted to be an orphan.
Me too.
And like,
which is really weird.
Like weird and, about it now. And sad. Like,
and really
looking
sad.
Back, I'm like, oh my god.
And there was a YouTube video. I know that some of you will know what I'm talking about. I know Sarah Mezabov will, because me and Sarah watched it together. It was like a day in the life of an orphan, but it was Annie LeBlanc, who's like some YouTuber now. And she's like, she wasn't homeless, but she was like, day in the life of an orphan. And she just was acting. And she was like, she filmed it in her backyard. And she was like, I go to the stream and I grab a pillow. And it's like her house.
I go to the stream.
We need to watch it after this. It was, and I would watch it and I'd be like,
well, because.
And then she'd be like, and I sneak into a house and I steal some cereal and it was her house. Like, oh my god.
Well, I used to think, like, well, because of Annie, orphanages were like big, like brownstone buildings.
Oh yes, me too.
And like the part where in my Annie, where she's walking down trying to escape, she's her flashlight, and she like takes the lock, she's like,
oh my god.
I used to like in my house, like in the middle of the night, go downstairs and be like, go to my door and be like, unlock, but there's only one lock.
So Annie,
like,
what you doing? I'm running away.
And she's like, cut, yeah. But. I forget where I was going.
My radiator is probably being so loud right now.
But I don't think they can hear it with our mics.
Hopefully not. My radiator is broken and it drips water.
And it's like.
Yeah, and sometimes at night it's like. It's like.
Or sometimes like, boom, boom. Yesterday morning, we have pigeons that like. That's good. That like
bird calling
sit at our air conditioning unit in the living room, and but when we were getting ready for the gym yesterday, it remember that sound? I was like, "Do you hear that?" It was like, "Oh, oh, oh!"
No,
and, like on a loop for like an hour. I was like, "What is that?" I don't know. The bird was doing it, and so I go to the window. And I like shake the AC in it. I'm like, boom! And like, ah! And they flap away. I'm like, yeah, and stay out.
What?
I've had enough.
Wait, what? There were two. Oh my god.
One goes, clur, clur. Can't do that.
And the other goes, oh. Yeah. Well, they always like come to the AC and you hear like a boom, and then I hear.
And then the pitter patter.
I'm like. But I like them. I like watching them. But Colin is always like, get out! And so is Declan, TBH.
Because it's annoying. Like,
get out!
And stay out!
I'm
9 to 5 Junior is becoming a thing.
Is it? I'm taking back.
It's everyone. We're taking!
We're taking back our lives!
In harmony. Wait, we have to talk about Annie's Royal Adventure. We have to watch that.
Yes, we do.
I had like a double feature.
I saw it. I watched it like I want to say a few years ago, like maybe during COVID. I found it again, but I don't know if that's the.
You know those DVDs that were like double feature, like
The Little Princess
Secret Garden one. We know
if
that
you
one.
Had that, like my respect for you is. Is so high.
Yeah.
That is such a special.
I had an Annie where it's like, she's like in front of the movie theater and she's like, it's like Annie. And the other one's like Annie Royal Adventure and she's like.
Isn't it not the same Annie?
No.
The actress?
No, not at all. Nothing's the same.
And yeah, I remember like, they're
I was
all
like,
different.
I started it. I was like, what is this? And she's like, I don't know if I'm wrong, but she's like going on a plane with friends and she's like, we're going to London. I'm like, what? Like, huh? And then she's like, does croquet or something. And then there's like, not a murderer, but like
yes,
some bad
someone,
guy.
Like, there's someone looking for her.
It's strange.
I
have
know.
To watch it again. I
but
wonder what we can find
thing.
It on.
Like, there's trilogies
like,
and
all,
these
things
Annie's, Annie. Like, what about Sound of Music?
Annie Warbucks.
Oh, I know Annie Warbucks. I always knew.
And then there's, of course, Annie from.
Annie from Mars.
Cameron Diaz Annie, which we just watched.
Yeah, we just watched.
It's fine, but.
It's fine, but. They changed the story around.
It changes a lot.
They changed a lot of it, and you know, like, I understand, like, modernizing the songs, but, like...
But they, like... You know what I was thinking
I feel
of
like you
earlier?
Can't. Like, Annie, no.
There's a part in this Annie movie where Annie, like, almost gets hit by a car, but the Daddy Warbucks...
Oh,
like,
my goodness, yes!
The, like, what's his name? Stax. He, like, saves her. And then it's on the news later. And it's,
and
like...
some guy got a video.
Some guy got a video of it.
What?
But then it's just the video, like... from the actual movie.
It's like a professionally shot, video, like, two-angle video.
And then
it's
it,
like,
cuts to another angle of her, and I'm like...
They're like, some guy on the street caught these videos, and it's like, angle, 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 angle.
I'm like, that was lazy filming.
Like,
lazy
wow,
editing.
Wow, wow.
But, you know, we take Annie very seriously here.
We take Annie and Sound of Music very seriously.
Yeah, I haven't talked much about Sound of Music.
Yeah, because... You go into Sound of Music, your Sound of Music journey.
I grew up, loved watching the movie, auditioned for the show,
mm-hmm.
didn't get in, but my sister got Gretel. She was 5. And I think she got it because of me.
Oh.
Because we had just seen it at, like, the regional theater in Sacramento. And the one that Gretel says, like, I've got a sore finger with that line. And she said it in this way. And then I, like, remembered it. And that was, like, my sister, like, had to say that line in her callback or something. I was like, say it like this. And then she went up and did it. And they're like, ah! And then she got the role.
I know that's your theory. And I know you, like, stay awake at night. You're like.
Yeah. And then I didn't get it. They give the two brothers. The two brothers got the brothers. Okay, fine. But.
It surprises me that you've never done Sound of Music.
Tried.
Because
but I only tried once.
You're so.
Well, I never got a chance after that. Like, no theaters around me did it when I was, like, old enough for, Kurt or Friedrich or Rolf. But, then my sister did it again. Like, our brother's high school when she was, like, in 4th grade.
Who was she then?
Gretel again.
Oh, Gretel.
Yeah. And then my family, we went to Europe to visit my brother who was studying abroad, and we went to Salzburg. And we did a thing. It was like Fräulein Maria's bicycle tour around Salzburg, Austria.
I want to do that
so and bad. We rode bikes around Salzburg singing Sound of Music songs like Do a Deer.
Wait, you all sang?
Yes,
like all together now.
Yeah, but it was kind of like, they could have, like, found a better way.
Don't?
It was just
what?
One girl had a speaker in her basket. And I was like, and, like, so I'm sure the person in the back, what? I can't hear it. But I could hear
Wait,
it.
Wait, I didn't know you sang, because I know that they do bike tours, but I didn't know you.
Well, they do, like, bus tours, and people are like, oh, I did that tour. I'm like, the bicycle one? I'm like, no, it was a bus. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
Missed out. Because
wasn't
we rode our bikes, and we went to, like, where they filmed. And fun fact, when Maria sings I Have Confidence, and she has her suitcases in front of the house, and she's like,
I love I Have
okay.
Confidence.
That is a different house
than
the backyard of the house where they fall in the lake.
Oh.
Two different places.
Oh,
did you know?
Goodness. I wanted their play clothes so bad.
Ones made out of curtains.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. The ones we wore in mine. Oh, my God. They're so cute.
But so that, where she does, like, I Have Confidence, that is a dormitory for a music school.
Oh.
And then I think, like, the backyard, like, that's like an actual, it's something. But we got to take it, I went to both. And did you know this? In 16 going on 17, you know where the Dancing in the Gazebo?
Mm-hmm. Boy, do I ever.
The girl playing Liesl broke her foot when they were filming. Or hurt. She hurt her foot. I could be saying the wrong thing, but she hurt her foot.
You're spreading misinformation.
She hurt her foot, and so they had to, like, pause filming for, like, some time or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And then they built a gazebo in a sound stage to make it bigger so that there was room. Yeah. But they moved the gazebo because where it is now in Austria is not where it was. Mm. And so, like, it's been moved. Oh.
Everything being lifted and moved.
Yeah,
that's
right.
A whole nother topic.
In our neighborhood is, like, the Hamilton house. Like, it's quiet uptown.
The orphanage. That's, you don't understand. That the place. That place is tier. Like, I stepped
New York City.
The orphanage.
But it's so it's like it's not near us, but like we have to like
walk. Just don't understand. Maybe we're dumb. Because everyone else, no one else seems to be fascinated by the way that things just like, well, because like, it's been relocated. How?
I'm like,
you picked up a house.
You picked up this house and moved it through the streets of New York City.
But you know what? Buildings weren't as tall then. Guys, my hip.
But no, but still, like, the roads.
I don't get it.
Is there a road big as the house?
I picture a thing where, like, they get it on a crane and, like, it's kind of like an up type deal where, like, they lift it.
I don't.
Well, what do you think? They drive in on a car?
Yes.
They are not.
Oh, you're from, like, New York. So in California, where I'm from, I see it a lot. It's like, wide load, oversized, and it's like on the highway.
And it's a whole house?
Yeah, I've seen houses on like the back of like a...
Like a your size house, like a normal size house.
No.
Well, see, that's
a smaller house, yeah. Like, think of, you know, Full House?
Yeah.
Think of like a Full House.
Because there's one. Huge.
Well, no, but it's like small, you know?
But it's tall.
Oh, yeah. Tall, but it's not like big that way. But there is one in like...
What about a bridge?
They don't go on bridges. I don't know, but there's this house from where I'm so from, confused. And they've moved it, I guess. And when I'm like, huh? But it makes more sense where I'm from rather than New York City. And they moved it 3 times. This is its third place.
Sorry, I don't get it. Like, someone try to explain it to me, please.
I imagine, like, Times Square, like, there's a house. Well, it's always been uptown, so it's like, it hasn't. We need to go.
Yeah, and, like, we need to go.
It's free, apparently.
I know. Okay, we're getting off topic, per usual.
Well, that's what they all want. That's what our 10 Instagram followers want.
Maybe it is.
Everyone follow, please, at Two Peas in a Podcast.
Two Peas in a Podcast __ on Instagram and on TikTok.
Is it the same username?
Yeah, that's why I said Two Peas in a Podcast __.
And then just look it up on YouTube. It's there.
I didn't find it.
It'll be there when this gets posted.
Oh, true. But are we done?
No.
No, we're not. So we don't say that yet. We'll say it again at the end, but we're continuing on. Let's think of a few examples of celebrities.
That's what I was thinking of, like,
Sound of Music or Annie Kidd.
Well, we already know one.
Who?
Sarah Jessica Parker, which you didn't know.
I know, I didn't know. She's an Annie Kidd, though. But like,
well, she
but
was
like,
Annie on Broadway.
No, but like, what I'm saying
Sadie
is Singh like,
was Annie on Broadway.
Okay, what I'm saying is like, Sarah Jessica Parker, let's say like Scrap, she has never been an Annie. I'd see her in Sex and the City and I'd be like, she's an Annie Kidd. Charlotte, Sound of Music. Oh, you're not a Sex and the City girl.
No, I didn't get into it.
Well, Sex and the City, like, Charlotte, she's a Sound of Music kid. Samantha, Annie kid.
Samantha, American Girl. That's another thing we like.
We'll have to do an episode on that.
About all the American Girl movies.
Oh, my God, Carissa.
Carissa. Samantha, Molly.
That movie, oh, my God.
Kit. You know, calls us Kit Kitteridge. I'm like, it's Kit Kitteridge, not yeah. Kitteridge.
Oh, call. Okay, wait. Let's do some celebrities, like, who we think.
Demi Lovato.
Annie.
She Pepper.
She is so Pepper. blow it at your old wazoo.
And Standby, or, like, Understudy Annie.
True.
Because I think that's how it's done, because...
Yeah, I think so.
Well, maybe not, but Andrea McArdle. Was that right? Yeah, that's her name.
Yeah.
She Pepper. Was originally Pepper.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was Annie. Well, she was the toughest, which is Pepper.
Yeah.
Yeah. We went down a deep dive on Annie lore, and we found out that like early productions at Good, like early, like the first draft at Goodspeed, orphans didn't have names. Their names were the toughest, the littlest,
the youngest, like yeah,
the bravest, like that kind of stuff. Like kind of like Seven Doors.
Like Lost Boys. They kind of are like Lost Boys.
I am a lost boy.
From Neverland.
Who's that? Is her name like Ruth B?
Oh my God. I think so.
Did you watch Peter Pan and Wendy on Disney Plus? Born, we play in the I didn't care for it. I don't think. I never finished it.
I miss like when people. I don't think so. I watched a TikTok though today that was like. Remember when like kids at sleepovers would be like, sing in your real singing voice, close your eyes and don't look, and then they'd sing. They'd be like,
no?
Yeah!
That was not a thing in my
sleep. They'd be like, okay, turn around and sing in your real singing voice. And then, like, it was always like, boy. And then they'd be like, and you'd be like, no, that was my real voice.
No, that never happened in my sleepovers.
That happened all the time. Like,
sing in your real voice.
No, it was like we'd all be like, we want to hear your real singing voice. And then you'd be like, no. And then they'd be like, okay, we'll turn around. We won't look.
There were no sing-offs.
And then you'd sing, and like someone would be like, and then they'd giggle. Like, no, that wasn't my real singing voice. No, redo. I was just thinking about that. But wait, we're getting off topic.
Okay, wait.
Let's pick some celebrities just for examples. I think it makes sense in my head, but like, if you're confused about what we mean by Sound of Music Kid or Annie Kid, hopefully these celebrity assignments.
It's like vibes.
Will help you. Yeah, it's vibes. And it's not just like, oh, you did Sound of Music as a kid. It's what vibes you bring to the table.
But also it can be which one you did.
No, it also can be that as well. But like, there could very well be a kid that played Annie on Broadway, but gives Sound of Music. Like, to me, Sadie Sink, I know she was in Annie, but she's a Sound of Music kid to me. Because I think, like, in an interview once, she said, like, her favorite movie was Sound of Music. Look at me knowing these things.
Well, like, it's a great movie. Sound of Music was playing at my brother's wedding. So he got married, like, in this, like, big mansion on the river or something.
Here we go. We're getting off topic again.
Well, no, it goes back to Sound of Music. He got married, and, like, in this mansion, there was, like, a movie theater. And they had movie theater. It was, like, about six seats.
Movie theater.
It was about six seats in this room that had a screen.
Were they like recliner comfy seats?
I don't know. No. They were like old time, like theater, like squeak. Like, and sit down, butts numb.
It's that. Right later.
And there, my boyfriend, I haven't talked to him yet.
Yeah.
And I, at the wedding, at one point of the night, like, we like went to the movie theater and be like, oh my God, let's watch Sound of Music. And we're sitting down and we were watching it for about 5 minutes, and then the bulb, like, in the projector, like, burst or something. And it was like, can't play anymore. But, oh. it was playing, but it wasn't showing it. It's so, like, the audio was there, but not the video. We're like, okay, back to go dancing.
Let's think of some celebrities. Okay, let's just, like, no, you know what? Sadie Sink isn't Annie Kid.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, okay, like, should we, like, do, like, a show?
Yeah, let's pick a show.
What do we like? Like, what's something we watch together?
I know, but what's something also, like,
the Sex Lives of College Girls? Wait, I still haven't watched season 3.
Yeah, you haven't. You need to watch it.
What's Renee Rapp?
Renee Rapp is an Annie Kid.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Pepper. Are you kidding? She's such an Annie Kid. It also, like, if you're thinking musical theater about it, it's, like, performing-wise, too. Like, I feel like Annie Kid's, like, that's, like, more, like, I don't know.
The,
like,
Belters. The Skrelters.
Yeah. And then,
why?
And then, like, Sound of Music is more, like,
do, a deer, a female.
Do.
High on a hill was a lonely gunner.
Light on a light.
When she comes with the candle. Lay on a lay, a lay.
Okay. Okay. Let's think.
Cynthia Erivo.
Sound of Music Kid.
She is Liesl, like, why?
I don't know, but she's the Sound of Music
Kid. I am 16.
She also just gives Sound of Music. She radiates, like, a calm energy.
She'd be a good Maria.
She would be a good Maria.
Ariana Grande, we already know she was Annie.
Oh, I was going to say Sound of Music Kid. Maybe she, yeah, she could, yeah.
She played Annie. There's videos of it.
Yeah, I know, but it's not.
She,
we're not saying,
I could,
like,
see her giving Sound of Music, but, like,
just,
she's
like,
just so
her
Annie.
Vibe. Maybe it's just because, like, she was just, like, Glinda, and, like, she was like,
maybe.
But, who else? Mickey Mouse.
Wait. Wait, let's think of boys, because, like,
Joshua Bassett, our favorite.
He gives Kurt. He gives Sound of Music Kid.
He does give Sound of Music Kid.
Who else?
Angelina Jolie, Sound of Music.
Yeah, like Brigida.
She's so, like, air, like.
You know what I mean? I feel like I haven't seen many movies with her in it.
Me neither.
What was she in? Maleficent. Haven't seen any of those.
Demi, like, Moore. Annie.
I think it's Demi Moore.
Demi?
That's what I hear.
Demi Moore? Maybe.
Yeah, she's Annie. Be.
She's an
well,
Annie Kid.
The Substance.
That Substance needs its own episode. Yeah. We need like movie Rex needs its own, like, because I could go and talk
the substance. About that. Well, I used to not like Demi Moore. I told you like the other week because like when I was like 13, like googling Demi Lovato, I was like Demi and Demi Moore would come up. I'm like, who is this? That's not Demi Lovato. And I would just get mad when her name would come up. I like Demi Lovato. And now Lovato. You live for her. But now I find it's Demi Moore. Like, okay, so it's pronounced differently, so it's okay.
Oh, you. And she. I wonder if there's an accent on, like, that.
No.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah. But.
Who else? Let's think of a few more.
Let's do Jonathan Bailey.
Jonathan Bailey. Sound of Music.
Yeah.
We'll do it on the count of three. We'll have to say it at the same time.
And who? The same name?
No. We get a celebrity.
Oh, okay. Let's say Tom Hanks.
Oh. Tom Hanks. I have one.
Me too. One, two,
one, two,
two, three. Annie. As Mr. Bundle.
Oh my goodness. I thought the same exact thing. He's so Mr. Bundles.
He is Mr. Bundles.
Morning, kids.
Wait, what if there was like an Annie remake like now? But it was like a like real Annie.
I need a Annie remake, but like, yeah, like carbon copy.
Like 1930s.
Carbon copy, yeah, same thing. But
that was 1922. This is 1933.
Now get up! But it's 5 o'clock in the morning. No, it's 4 o'clock. But it's 4 o'clock in the morning. Get to work! Yes, Miss Hannigan. No! Bum, bump. Why any kid would want to be an orphan?
I'll never know.
Bup, bup,
bup. Wait, that's also the thing. In the original, in the first movie, Annie, Miss Hannigan's a drunk.
Mm-hmm. Is she not?
Not really.
Yeah, she fills the bathtub up.
Yeah.
I used to want to like...
I used to get jugs and and pour out my bathtub.
We really lived the same lives as kids.
I feel like we found like jugs at Goodwill. Yeah. And we bought them. I was like, Miss Hannigan's bubble bath.
like a flask looking jug. Okay, wait, let's do two more. Like big name. Okay, wait.
Charlie D'Amelio.
Charlie D'Amelio. Honestly...
Annie. She's one of the orphans. Yeah. Like Tessie or Duffy.
Yeah.
Kate, July.
Kate. She's a Kate. okay, wait. I had one. Wait. I had one.
Well, and that's all, folks.
No! Wait, like, big name.
Alexa, give me the name of a random celebrity.
I know about a number of notable people, including Donald Trump, Elon Musk, and David Lynch.
Why them?
Oh my god.
Pass.
None of the above with
give
them.
Give me a pop star.
They don't deserve it.
Alexa, name a pop star.
A pop star is a musician who sings popular music. Madonna and Michael Jackson are examples of pop stars.
Lady Gaga.
Okay.
Annie.
Yeah.
Sound of Music. Sound of Music, because she like does like jazz sometimes, and like she has a very calming, like, you know what I mean.
Well, I see Lady Gaga as Ursula, not Little Mermaid, but or Elsa.
Elsa. I so see that.
Isn't there an Ursula in it too? Did you guys see that? Do you all hear that? There's a sound.
There's a sound. And the birds in the steeple too.
Well, we should probably wrap it up.
We should. Wow. I don't even know if anything we said made sense.
I think so. And I think people will understand.
But who knows if it will compute. But
maybe people will give notes.
Yeah.
Like, instead give notes of this, on what
you
this. Think.
Yeah, you can tell us. We hate that, actually. Take her out. Bring someone else in. But thanks so much for watching. If you watched to the end, yeah, like, much we appreciate it.
But also, if you watched this, did you like? Or if you listened only.
If you listened.
Did you like?
Yeah.
Because you have the opportunity to do both. Listen, like, feedback. When you're, like, driving or on a run or on the subway, which I like to do. Or if you're like cleaning your room.
Yeah,
or,
but sometimes when I'm getting ready, like doing makeup or something, I like to
play a video podcast.
Play a video podcast.
When I'm cleaning my room, I'll like put one on my TV.
Yeah, and then you can like look.
I'll listen. I'm like, oh yeah, that's him.
But I always have it in my ears, like, and then I like whenever I put the video on, I'm like, wait, I forgot, like they're actually people.
Yeah.
Like I picture them as like something else. And I'm like, oh.
I know, like, I'm listening to them right now, and they do like a video one, and I've like pictured someone in my head.
I know, and then you
and
see
I see them like, oh, that's not who I thought it
was. Yeah. You're like, oh.
And I'm kind of disappointed.
But follow us on all platforms.
Yeah.
TikTok and Instagram is twopeasinapod__. And YouTube will upload this video to
just
YouTube
look up two peas in a podcast. Declan Smith.
Oh, yeah. Wait. Sorry. The TikTok and the Instagram are two peas in a podcast. I think it's a two peas in a pod.
Yes.
Two peas in a podcast.
Two peas in a podcast underscore.
Give us a follow, a like.
And you can follow me at. At Declan Smith, DeClanSmith. I don't know why I did that, but I did.
At Hannah Jane Moore. Nice and easy.
Yeah, I don't. It's kind of stupid that I put two T's in Smith.
Well, maybe it wasn't available.
It wasn't.
Yeah, so that's
probably. I'm like, why. Who's. Well, there's a lot of Declan Smiths out there, we found out.
There is.
But thanks for listening and thanks for watching.
Thanks so much for watching. And who knows? Who are you? An Annie Kid or the Sound of Music Kid?
Comment on like.
Comment wherever you can comment.
Comment on comment TikTok, Instagram, comment. Or YouTube. Be like, I'm a this kid and why? Or you can just say.
Yeah, we're curious.
Annie or Sound of Music. Let us know.
Yeah. Thanks for watching.
Thanks for watching. Bye.